There's another slideshow that I'd like to show you. That's not exactly another one, but it's a continuation of the last one, in the sense that after seeing Krishnamurti Goswami's presentation last year while we were at Barshana, he invited myself and Jagatrini Mataji and some other devotees to visit him, and he would take us around Barshana. And one of the main things that he wanted to do was bring us to, there's an extension school of the Bhaktivedanta Gurukula, which is at Krishna Balaram Mandir, but there's a school of young girls in Barshana, so we were going to see that. And okay, why don't we put it on? Now, and so there's in the beginning and the end, there's some music, a kirtan. It's sung by Gauravani Prabhu, and it's a sing-along kirtan, but it has to be louder. And she's about 8 years old. A little bit lower. Three encounters in Nandagaon. Make it a little lower. But this is a sing-along kirtan. Because she's so innocent. So that's actually the mood in Nandagaon. It's very innocent, and it's very, very, very sweet. Now, previously, when I thought of Nandagaon, I had experiences there of the pandas. And they were, they were very insistent. So actually, before we went with Krishnamurti Goswami, I hadn't been for perhaps 10 years or maybe even more. But with an inside person, everything changes. So I would like to describe three encounters of sweetness, because Nandagaon is filled with a certain sweetness of Vatsalya Bhav. And the sweetness of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya's love for Krishna and Balaram. So there are three encounters. Now, the first one we've seen some of already, because Krishnamurti has sent me some photos of it. But here is the Krishnamurti, his family. We can see his father over here. So they very, very, very kindly brought us into their house, and this. It's very, very interesting. When you ask the usually the Brijbasis, can we take a photo? Everyone stands very, very, very officially, and no one smiles. And that's grandmother, Krishnamurti's grandmother, Prabhu's mother, sitting next to Jagatrini Mataji. But then you say "haso, haso," you smile, smile, and then everyone breaks into the happiest of smiles. So everyone is, that was the next photo, but I won't show you that one. But the whole family was there, and it was very, very, very warm. And if you look carefully, behind Goswamiji, you can see that there's a buffalo. So when I saw there was a buffalo there, I asked Krishnamurti, why do you have a buffalo in your house? This is Nandagaon. Where is Gomata? And he said, oh, that's not our buffalo. That's from the next door neighbors. And they were doing some construction on their house. So they asked us to keep the buffalo for some time. So we're keeping them. That is the mood of Braja. It is giving. So that was actually what we saw during our visit. And here are the stairs that Mahaprabhu walked up and Srila Prabhupada walked up so many years ago. And Krishnamurti sent me two photos of Srila Prabhupada visiting Nandagaon and with all the devotees. And you can see there's Shyamasunda Prabhu and then Gaga Muni Prabhu. And everyone looks very, very thin of all the devotees because it was very austere living. But how happy they were to visit these holy places with Srila Prabhupada. So a second photo over here with Srila Prabhupada, we see Gurudas and Tamal Krishna Goswami and others, Rishi Kumar and others with Srila Prabhupada. How wonderful to be taken around Vrindavan by Srila Prabhupada. So in our first encounter that we had in Nandagaon, we walked up the stairs and externally it looks something like a North Indian village. But then we came to towards the temple and then Krishna Murari brought us inside the temple. And we could see something that a part of me wished that I took out the mobile phone tower with Photoshop. But there it is. And I said, how could there be a mobile phone tower over there? And he said someone had a house there and the telephone company offered so much money every month, so they put it there. And people in Vrindavan, and they tolerate. But then we went in the temple and we went very, very close. There were so many pilgrims there, but Krishna Murari Ji brought us very, very close to the deities. And we've seen this photo. He showed us to this before, and there's Nanda Baba, and then there's Yashoda Mai and Srimati Radharani on the left. And then one little very cute thing that Krishna Murari told us, and I'll let him say it now. Why is Krishna, not Balaram, why is he standing near Yashoda Maya? The nature of mother's love is that it descends to the youngest of the boys there. So Mother Yashoda would not leave Krishna for a moment. And so we were sitting very, very, very close to the deities. And there's such a sweetness there. There's such a sweetness. And we could see how Krishna Murari himself, he was transferred from the shelter of Krishna Balaram Mandir to the shelter of Krishna Balaram Mandir. So this was a first encounter. And then in encounter number two, we went to visit the school. Actually, that was the third thing we did, but I'll save the third encounter that we had, the second encounter we had on the way to the school, I'll save that for the third. But in the second encounter, we went to the school. And we went further up the stairs. And you'll have to watch the volume on this one. Because when we came in, this was a Sunday, and we had been late because we visited Nanda Maharaj's treasury, or the meeting place of Radha and Krishna the last time, so we were late. And this was a Sunday, and this was the day off. But all the girls had been waiting there, waiting for us, and they were all dressed in their school suits, and they were up in one of the very simple but very sweet classrooms, and they had been waiting there for us on a Sunday. And that, which I can't imagine very many school children on Sunday coming to school, but very, very sweetly they came. And we see the girls were very, 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 they're very, very innocent, very sweet, and very, very devotional. Also, yeah, very, very devotional, because we'll hear very soon how they'll sing a nice song of Srila Narottama Das Thakur. And also they're very Brijbasi-like. They have the Brijbasi spirit, the young girls do. And before we go on to the song, I have to apologize a little for for the videography of it. There was a reason, but I won't bore you with the reason, but the focus goes in and out. But tolerate it in the sweetness.